Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner makes his annual budget address later on today in Springfield before the Illinois General Assembly. Democrats say Rauner has never introduced a balanced budget. The governor disagrees, and Illinois Public Radio's Brian Mackey is trying to figure out who's right.
Illinois is in its 20th month without a state budget, and the question of who's to blame depends on whom you ask. Controller Susana Mendoza, a Democrat, or Governor Rauner, a Republican.
The governor's job is to introduce a balanced budget. He hasn't done that, and there's no way to sugarcoat that. That is not an alternative fact. That is a true fact.
There's this common spin out there that I've never submitted a budget or never submitted a balanced budget. This spin is wrong.
One of the main points of disagreement came 2 years ago when Rauner proposed selling the Thompson Center in Chicago and cutting government pension benefits, potentially saving billions of dollars. But Democrats point to an Illinois statute that says governors can't use laws that don't yet exist to count as savings in their budget proposals. To date, neither the Thompson Center sale nor the pension changes have happened. I'm Brian Mackey.
A Southern Illinois lawmaker says that despite the lack of a state budget for nearly 2 years now, he does remain optimistic that something will be done. Republican State Representative Dave Severin of Benton says that there are people who generally care about the state and want to get the state back on track.
We've lost enough people to other states. We have enough people without jobs. We have taxes that are driving people away, businesses that are leaving. We have got to work together. And people, I sense that, okay? But I'm not going to say, hey, you know, piece of cake, everybody's on board, let's get this thing. It's going to be tough.
Severin says lawmakers feel pressure to reach a budget deal sooner than later. Governor Bruce Rauner delivers his budget message later on today to the Illinois General Assembly, and it will be broadcast live at noon both on WSIU Radio and on WSIU Television, or if you would like to listen to it at the office, it will be streamed on WSIUnews.org. Neil Anderson wants to get rid of FOID cards in Illinois. The state senator from Moline has introduced a bill to repeal the Firearm Owners Identification Act. It was approved in 1968, and he says that the law is now outdated and redundant thanks to new technology and changes in the law. The goal of the law was to identify people eligible to own firearms and ammunitions, and he emphasizes that his bill would not change the current rules for concealed carry or for required background checks, and his new law would not change the fact that felons would still be prohibited from possessing firearms. Looking for a high today of about 49 degrees, tonight's low 29.